This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. We're going to do a special podcast relating to the current business situation around COVID-19 and how that starts to ramp up, particularly for those in business that in some sort of commercial way sell into hospitals and health systems or practices or surgery centers. We'll talk today about six different things. One, the general situation, just starting to show glimmers of hope in the world as of this point, and we're as of now April 7th, April 8th or so when this is released. Second, what will have to happen in the country for business to really ramp back up. Third and fourth, the impact on practices and health systems of COVID-19 and what a back to normal and starting to get back to normal looks like in some period of time. Fifth, we'll talk about the sales cycle and how this will impact commercial interests that sell into hospitals and health systems, sell into practices and surgery centers, and some of the muted recovery and how that will start to ramp back up over some period of time. And finally, sixth, we'll touch on other policy issues that will sort of return to the fore as part of these, as part of this whole COVID-19 response, such as Medicare for All, public options and discussions around that, state and national debt, the pace of the national rebound, and some other issues. Before I get started and going through each of these points, I do want to note that we all owe a credible debt of gratitude to America's healthcare workers, system leaders, and so forth. We've seen the best of the health system like we've never seen before, and our hats off and our applause off to them. Thank you. First, in the general standpoint, we're talking on April 7th, and at this point in time, you're starting to see the very starting of glimmers of hope against the fact that you're still waiting to see peaks of COVID-19 throughout the United States. But in terms of what you're starting to see, Europe starting to get a little bit better. Spain, Italy, Germany, France slightly improving, even though higher death rates in France today, but generally a trend in the right direction in terms of infections and deaths. Austria recently noted that they're starting to look at starting to go back to work. The city of New York, which has been hard hit amongst U.S. cities and states as of this point, starting to get slightly better, not having quite as much growth in admissions and infections as was expected a little bit ago, still very challenging, but starting to show signals of hope. Several countries throughout the world starting to slowly ramp back up to business. Obviously, China well ahead of everybody else, but countries starting to make movement in the right direction. Asymptomatic cases, hard to judge, but likely to be a very large number. There are big pluses and minuses to the asymptomatic cases. Obviously, the big minus is you have lots of people that could spread the virus without anybody knowing. The big plus is the more that we know about real infected death rates, the better off we are as a nation and as a world. Because if we start to understand the infected death rates to deaths, the number of infected to deaths, we have a better sense of how lethal the disease and virus actually is. So there's pluses and minuses to actually having a ton of asymptomatic cases out there. It also may mean that there are more people creating antibodies to this, which means a greater percentage of the population moving towards some level of immunity to it than expected. So this asymptomatic case number has numerous pluses and minuses. In terms of our second point of this podcast today is what does business need to greatly move back? We ideally need five things. One is lots of ventilators and PPE. This is very important so that systems, cities, communities can play defense when cases come. If there's not enough ventilators and PPE and the things that go with those, then you're at a spot where we're really at the mercy completely of this virus. Second is we've had more testing in this country than any place in the world in total, but we need massive testing, truly massive testing on a percentage basis and a total basis to really know who is immune, who is sick, and what the real death rates are. Third is we need to better understand the death rates. We have a better and better understanding of the case death rate, the number of people actually confirmed versus the people that are dying. But we need to have a much better understanding of really how many people are infected versus death rates to be able to put this in context. Is it really killing 3%, in which case we really are shut down for a very long period of time, or is it killing 0.005%, meaning half of 1%, which means we're still shut down for the long time, but in a different way with more prophylactics, and we get a better understanding of how to manage this and how to manage ramping up business. But those understanding the death rates and massive testing are just critical to really getting a handle on getting business back to reality or to normalcy. Fourth is we need the right prophylactic steps. This might mean for a period of time lots of people wearing masks in public, continued social distancing of different ways to sort of get people back to business, into the world, but with some level of prophylactics. It might mean different level of quarantines for different types of people. Fifth, we need greater understanding and promise on vaccines and medicines. The sooner we have clarity on vaccines and medicine, again, the easier it is for the country as a whole to play some offense and move back to business, knowing where we sit on these kinds of things. So really five things: lots of ventilators and PPE, massive testing to know who's immune, sick, and real death rates, better understanding the real lethality rates, fourth, prophylactics, sufficient prophylactics, and fifth, probably a good deal of promise, true promise on vaccines and medicines. And then we'll start to see business start to slowly move back. We did see announced just today that Fiat Chrysler is planning on a May 4th starting to slowly ramp back one of its North American facilities, which is a good sign. The third thing I'll mention is the impact on practices, and it depends on type of practices. But what you're seeing throughout the country is most practices, they're not directly tied to COVID-19, largely slowed down or dramatically slowed down over the last 1 to 4 weeks. This would be practices like anesthesia, radiology, orthopedics, GI, ophthalmology, all types of practices, even general primary care and OB-GYN, really slowed down as people stopped doing anything that used PPE or that distracted healthcare resources from COVID-19 patients. This means in many places, for example, an anesthesiologist just doing key cases is doing maybe 6 cases a day versus a time when he or she was doing 30 cases. Colonoscopies, anything preventive is all but stopped for the time being. Essentially, all elective, non-essential practices are dead for the time being. Those practices will have cash flow for about a 2 to 6 week period after the time that they stopped doing the great, great majority of the practice. Then their cash flow will plummet. With expectations of that cash flow plummeting, many of those practices have had to do furloughs and layoffs. Those practices will then start to re-begin and ramp up, and what we would guess is about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks from now, which is probably start to middle of May, you'll have the slowest starting of ramping up if we're fortunate. Yes, there will be pent-up demand, but there will be a lot of slowness and people going back to the doctor for a while, both because of virus concerns, practices will take time to ramp themselves back up, and also because there will be this situation where people's incomes and net worths have taken a big hit, so anything that can be put off will continue. There will be pent-up demand, but will be put off for a bit of time. Hospitals, we've talked so far about the general status of COVID-19. Second, what has to happen for business to ramp back up. Third, the situation with practices. Now we'll touch for a second on hospitals and health systems. Most hospitals and health systems, the last 4 to 6 weeks, if not longer, have been fully focused on COVID-19. This could be hospitals that have been actually hit hard by COVID-19, such as those on the East Coast, and at some point, those in Washington State. But also every single hospital besides that who's been focused on preparation for COVID-19 and shutting down elective and non-essential surgeries and anything that uses PPE or ventilators. The hospital and health systems, once they get through this surge and wave, will take time to both decompress and regroup and deal with the stress of this period of time. And then at some point, they'll start to ramp up again in terms of the operations that are so important to the hospital's viability and long-term thriving. Yes, as we said before on practices, there will be pent-up demand, but there will be a lot of factors that soften the curve up of that pent-up demand is at least our expectation. So you'll see some of that. So that's sort of what we see in practices in hospitals. Everybody either slowed down or focused only on COVID-19 for some period of time, then a slow return to business, and a ramp up that will take some time and be muted by a number of factors. The fifth thing we look at is the entire universe of businesses that sell into hospitals and health systems and that sell into practices and, for example, surgery centers. For right now, most of those people that sell into those, unless they're dealing with a very specific COVID-19 resource, have been dead for the last few weeks and will essentially have sales dead for the next 4 to 6 weeks. At the same time, those sales teams need to do a number of things. They want to stay in close contact with their customers. They want to stay heavily connected to their customers, and they want to keep their sales muscles healthy. They also want to be very sensitive to where their health system thoughts are at in terms of not wanting to be sell them hard on almost anything in this period of time where hospitals are so and practices are so distracted by either their own financial challenges or in hospitals health systems of the COVID-19 response. So for a while, this will remain very slow. Then in about 4 to 6 weeks, after the surge happens in every state or community, you'll start to see the ramping up a bit of business. But the ramp up again, in terms of people selling into hospitals, health systems, and selling into practice, will take some time. Hospitals will be tougher on outside visitors for some period of time. In-person meetings will be muted for some period of time. And hospitals will be distracted by this mix, and practice will be distracted by this mix of just needing to get their business going again. So the more essential the need is that you're selling into, the more likely they'll come back to you to start buying from you quickly versus something that can be put off for a little bit. Hospitals and practice will be distracted just by the core of getting back to business for some period of time and dealing with some of the stress decompression from this past period of time. The sixth thing I'll touch on is other policy issues that will be impacted by COVID-19. When you have a surge in unemployment, we expect that it'll bring back to the fore the national discussion about things like a public option and Medicare for all. When you have a much bigger pool of people in the country potentially unemployed and facing unemployment and not having the traditional coverage that comes from being employed, you have much greater interest in a lot of these options from the center, from the right, and from the left. And at some point, that will become a bigger part of the national discussion. How do we have a public option, or will there be Medicare for all? And it's not a political position on any of these, but it is a discussion that these will become closer to the center of discussion come these next elections and over the next several years. Second is, we'll be dealing with a level of state and national debt that will be record levels almost certainly post the COVID-19 response. That will lead to, over time, most likely, a slower national recovery and rebound, and will put us in a spot where at some point that will lead every state and national government and local government looking for more tax revenues, which will cause some challenges and ultimately some impact on the national economy. The obtuse thing about a lot of this is, in terms of a rebound, the places that didn't close fully, those states that didn't close fully, those businesses didn't close fully, will have an easier time rebounding if they're lucky and don't get hit that hard by COVID-19 than those places that fully closed down. So the places that fully closed down will be healthcare safer, but will have a slower recovery is my expectation. It's those places that if they're able to thread the needle of keeping business going somewhat, but not fully closing, but also threading the needle of not getting hit too hard by COVID-19, they'll be in a position to ramp up more quickly. So in any event, we've touched on six things today. The general outlook, which is getting slightly better, a glimmer of hope on it, what it will take for business conditions to really ramp up. We talked about five things. Third and fourth, the impact on hospitals and practices. Fifth, the sales cycle of those that sell into hospitals and practices. It will be a little muted for a period of time as hospitals and practices ramp up and are able to, again, turn their minds towards supply chain and buying stuff from commercial interest and started to look at those things that aren't completely consumed by COVID-19. And then finally, sixth, we talked about other policy issues, such as the impact on Medicare for All, national and state debt, public option, and the national rebound, and some of the other threats related to that. We hope you find this interesting and look forward to your comments and thoughts, and look forward to the country recovering from this COVID-19 situation. And finally, great praise, of course, to America's healthcare systems and America's healthcare workers who have been indefatigable through this effort. Thank you very much.